fuck, this is good. I mean, I've been abandoned by two fathers, but that was pretty rough to live through, Oshkosh. Jesus Christ. Fuck this shit. Fuck it. I quit. I fucking quit.
Friday, November 5th, 2021, officially back from the frozen tundra, falling down the rankings, three-fourths of the greatest alternative grunge rock metal punk band from the graduating class of Valley View High School in 2004. We got Jim, we got Matt, we got Joe. We're back after a one-week hiatus. What's up?
Hey!
Happy Friday.
Happy Halloween. A few days later, Merry Christmas, Happy Merry Thanksgiving, Christmas. Whatever you're doing right now.
For those keeping score at home, we're coming up chaotic. On the 18-year anniversary of Turkey Fest.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh my.
Get your Robitussin.
Oh.
That was funny.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that was a great night.
That was,
a good night.
That was wonderful. A lot of
fun. Just watching you clowns.
What, we played Dead Man for 45 minutes straight?
Yeah,
I think that's all I remember really of the did. Night. It was
I don't
bad.
Remember much.
Hughes fell off his amp onto the floor.
Uh-huh.
Love doing that.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Yeah.
I was giving you guys a ride home because I was the only one smart enough not to do that.
Correct.
And our one friend was just like, yo, man, the road is all wavy. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's it was a good time.
18 years. Oh, God.
18 years, yeah.
I feel old, man.
The amount of time to go from...
We are old.
Yeah, we are old. God damn. Let's do a round table real quick. Washkush is 36. Me and Jim and I are 35. But how old do we feel? Washkush, go.
How old do I feel?
Yeah.
In the mornings, I feel like I'm 60. Because I gotta get the body moving and everything's fucking
BC
sore as fuck.
Body moving.
But once the body gets moving, I feel about 33.
Okay. Jim.
Wow. I feel like I'm 85 all day, every day.
Okay.
I'm grumpy. I hate the weather. And all I want to do is drink beer and die. That's about it. All
right. Realistically, I feel 19. I'm still doing the same thing I did when I was 19. I'm playing Nintendo 64
spry.
All the time. Playing guitars all the time. Listening to Alice in Chains. Not much has changed.
That's
good. The gray hairs.
Tons of grays. Look at this. You guys can't see. My fucking goatee is all gray.
I got about 6 of them right here in a little patch of my chin here.
Ooh, man.
So we're back. Wow. We're heading into the holiday season. Our second holiday season of falling down the rankings. I have a real funny story, if I could tell you guys real quick.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
So last week we were off because I was traveling. I was traveling. traveling.
Privileged.
Oh God. So I went to Nashville for a wedding. Nashville is wild. I don't know, have you guys been?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I went down Broad Street on Saturday, my wife and I. It was pouring rain the day before Halloween. Fucking crazy. The highlight was that one band was playing. It had a girl singer. They were playing Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. It was wild. Music everywhere. But the highlight, well, it's not a highlight, but what happened was, so we had to leave our house at like 4 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, to go to Newark Airport because you can't get like a straight shot out of Avoca. It's ridiculous. So,
which is weird because it's not that far away.
Yeah, I know. So the night before, my wife asked me, I was running to like Rite Aid. Well, I shouldn't say that because I work for CVS, but whatever. I was running to Rite Aid to get a couple things. And she's like, hey, could you give me contact solution? And I was like, okay. So like, as I'm getting this stuff, I grab contact solution. So I said it that I would like sleep until like the last possible minute before we had to leave. Got a shower the night before. So she got up a little bit early. And at like 3:30 in the morning, I hear an ear piercing scream come from the bathroom. It turned out that the contact solution I got her was the one that has hydrogen peroxide in it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't wear contacts, but I know that's gotta burn like a fucking mother.
I felt terrible. Her eye turned like red and was swollen. So immediately she pulls the contact out. We're like flushing it. We don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do. So we call, there's a northeastern eye right down the road from our house. So I call it. It's like 3:40 in the morning. Like, they're not fucking there. But I figured maybe they have an emergency line. Because, like, could you go blind? I don't fucking know. So,
oh, my God.
So I call it. There's nobody there. So I don't know what to do. So I call 911. And, you know. Oh, my God. Explain the situation. So I sound it like, as you can imagine, like a lunatic. So they dispatch an ambulance to our house. Right?
Oh, my God.
So as she's okay. She's kind of okay. Like, you know, she's flushed her eye and stuff. But we're just worried. I don't know. So I hear a car pull up. I open the door. I'm like, hey, it's right here. They're like, Mountaintop Police. We had a call about a domestic situation or something. Like, you know, that want to make sure everything's okay. So it's a fucking, it's like a, she's a girl, she's very nice. I see the same cops all the time up here because they're always pulling me over for speeding. So they know me. So the girl comes in. She looks at Rita's eye. It's okay. We're calling Geisinger. So then the two paramedics come in, right? So in our one spare bedroom, it's like we just built it into like a big closet. So she's down in there, like, packing, right? So the one guy's like, okay, where's your wife? So we go down, right? And the guy looks in the room, and he looks at her and goes, what did you do? She's packing a suitcase. And I'm like, we're going on a trip. We're going on a trip. Like, we didn't do anything. We're going on a trip, right? So the two paramedics and her, me and the two of us, the two paramedics and the cop are now standing in my dining room, and they're looking at her eye, and everything's fine. They're like, okay, it's already coming down, right? So, like, jokingly, my wife says, and to the one guy, she goes, am I going to live? And he goes, everything's going to be fine. He goes, do you know what day it is? She's like, it's Thursday morning. He goes, do you know who's president? And she goes, Biden. And then the other guy goes, okay, you'll live. And then the guy goes, who should be president? And she goes, Bernie Sanders. And then the other guy in the cop go, okay, you're dead. It was so ridiculous. It was fucking surreal.
Oh, my God.
And then the three of them are lamenting over the fact that at our piano there's a skeleton with a Santa hat on it, and then in our dining room there's a giant framed picture of Kramer. Like, it was they're like, man, this house is a lot of fun.
Oh my God.
They're probably like, these are like two adults that are like in some kid's house that we just,
yeah,
we
got to investigate. I mean, it's like, thank God they didn't come into the Batcave. They would have fucking thought we were kidnapping somebody. But that kind of set the pace for the next 4 days. And then Nashville was good.
God.
But then, like, we're walking around on Friday morning. We went for breakfast, and, like, we're walking around Nashville, and it rained the entire time. And as we're walking, I'm, like, sick to my stomach. Like, I just had, like, terrible travel anxiety and, like, just life anxiety. And I'm sick to my stomach the whole time. So I thought I was going to shit my pants. So I'm trying to, like, find a bathroom. We're walking around. I don't know where I'm in Muppets.
Usually you, like, pound down the Imodium before anything like that.
Yeah, not anymore. I don't know. Fucking, I should have. So I was, like, sick to my stomach, like, the whole time. And as we're walking, I have, like, my checkerboard Vans on. You know, they don't have any tread on them. I fucking wipe out, like, going off a curb. I fucking wipe out. The ground is soaked. Rita jumps out in front of me to stop a car from coming. Because she, like, the car was, like, 10 feet away. I wasn't going to get hit. I fucking fell. I thought my hip has a huge fucking bruise on it. In this moment, I felt like I was 80. My hip has a huge bruise. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, when you take a wipe like that and, like, the wind gets knocked out of you, I'm like in shock. And I'm like, please tell me I didn't shit my pants. But I didn't. Thank God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So, holy shit.
I mean, oh my God. It was.
That's quite the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised we didn't hear about this yet. So you've been holding that in for.
Well, I saved it for this. I didn't want
to. That's good. That, I mean, no, you know, props good. To you.
No,
that's a good story.
I told you. No, didn't I tell you?
You told us
I
that
did.
You fell.
Yeah,
you told
yeah,
us
yeah.
that you fell, but you didn't tell us
about
Rita.
Nothing about the contact. Yeah, the contact solutions.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
How about on Halloween night? It's a funny story. So at this Halloween night, it's probably like around somewhere between 8:15, 8:30. I'm completely fucking cleaned out. I had 90 bags of candy. I think in the first 2.5 hours, I was gone.
Oh my God.
I got fucking hit hard.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
So I got, like, you two know that I could go fucking all out with Halloween with all kinds of shit. So, like,
yes.
People that were coming, I'm like, if you guys want to, like, I have a double-sided porch where you can go up one side and go down the other, and just, I'm like, you want to go up and take a look around some of the decorations, you're more than welcome. The one girl was just like, I want to get a picture in front of the scarecrow. And I was dressed as Michael Myers with the 2018 mask, and I had a foam kitchen knife, because, you know, probably isn't socially acceptable to be walking around with a real one dressed like Michael Myers.
Sure.
Right.
So I'm on my porch, and I see the one girl go in front of the scarecrow that's in the center of my yard, and I kind of put, like, the shh symbol up to the girl taking the picture. So I snuck down in the yard, I snuck around the scarecrow, and I got the knife, and I just brought it in front of her neck like this as she was taking the picture, and she had no idea until, like, I touched her neck with it. She lost her fucking shit.
Oh, man, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Like, there were, like, kids that'd be, like younger kids, they'd come up, like, the one, he's just like, "Are you Freddy Krueger?" I'm like, "No."
Oh, that's bad parenting. That's just bad parenting.
Well, speaking of parenting, there was a mom that was there with her daughter, and she's like, "You're freaking me out right now." And I just started breathing heavier into the mask, and then I just started staring at her. And she walked down the one side of the porch that my animatronic spider got her. It jumped out at her.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they were one of those people that were driving from house to house.
Right.
So, like, I was doing, like, the way Michael just stands with his legs kind of open a little bit, like, shoulder shrug breathing Jason style-ish.
Right.
And she's in the car. She's staring at me. She's like, "You're so damn scary." And then I just, like, took one big step off the porch, and I just started, like, speed walking after the car. And I, as they're, like, running away, I'm, like, stabbing the car with the foam knife. Oh, and she's losing her shit. Like, I kept doing it all night long. Like, grown-ass adults were like, "Can my kid get a picture with you?" I'm like, "Absolutely." And, like, I'd give the kid the knife. I'm like, "Just stab me." And it was fun. It was great. Great time.
Yeah, the pictures you posted were amazing.
That's fantastic. Wow.
That was really cool.
That's good stuff. Wow.
So,
all right. Beers and shirts.
Yeah,
beers. Let's do a round of those. Let's do a round of those. Hughes, what do you got going on?
I don't have a Black Sabbath shirt, so I have a Kiss shirt on, but you can't really see it. But Kiss.
Quite the
Kiss
worn-out collar you got going there.
Yeah, doing a big V-neck thing.
It looks like Fat Bastard's neck after he loses all of his weight from the Subway diet.
It's my tutus.
Yeah. He eats because
it looks like a vagina. Vagina.
Oh, wow, you guys harmonized on that. And
I'm a cut.
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
I drank about 80 of these at this wedding last week. It was fucking flying high.
Nice.
That's good.
So I'll keep it going.
Nice.
Very nice.
Wow. You're not taking a ride on the night train tonight, though, right?
No wine, right? You're not going for the wine.
So, two podcasts ago, I can't remember what one it fucking was, because, like, I can't keep track. Like, two podcasts ago, I wasn't really in a drinking mode, so, like, I was just going to sip on some wine, and I did, and over the course of it, it was such a lovely, I mean, I can see why people become alcoholics. It was just such a lovely, like, euphoric kind of rush. So I wanted, like most things, the sequel is never as good, so I had a whole bottle of wine that I drank in, like, 45 minutes, and, last time, and chewed like three nicotine lozenges in consecutive, like they were fucking lifesavers, and I ended up after the podcast, like as soon as it was done, we usually like hang out with or whatever. I was sitting on the floor in my bathroom, cradling back and forth, thinking I was having a heart attack. So I guess no wine. So I've had a rough October, November have been rough. They haven't been. My mental health is like at an all time low. Which usually makes for a lot of fun. So
we'll get there.
We're gonna get there.
You got the Rocky Mountain High. Nothing wrong with
that. Pandemic.
Shirts and beers. What do you got going on?
I have a Black Sabbath shirt, an actual Black Sabbath, old school style.
Oh, nice.
It says
nice.
Black Sabbath. And then I'm drinking Yards, Long Johns, and Samuel Adams Winter Lager.
Excellent.
I like the
new gold label.
Ooh, yeah, I know the gold. It threw me at first when I went
was
to
it
the
like
store.
Like a golden ticket.
Yeah, not quite. I still had to pay fucking $800 for six beers. So, I didn't win anything.
Well, I got my second oldest shirt is Black Sabbath picture.
Ooh, nice. It's very nice.
Ozzy.
Cool.
I'm drinking right now. I got some Equilibrium Restorative Balance. Double IPA. It's quite delicious. 8.5%. And I have... I only have the one. That's it. And I got some... Ooh.
What the fuck was that?
Did somebody just drop something glass other than me?
No. No. What did you do?
No, it was a bottle top. It was your. I see the bottle. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I got nerves. I heard the bottle cap that Jim just popped open.
I popped a bottle cap. That was it.
And I have SBC Oktoberfest in glass bottles.
And you thought it hit one?
As I was moving around, I heard the glass thing, and then I heard the bottle top more. Oh. And I was like, uh oh.
Nope. No, that was me.
But we're all good. So I got SBC Oktoberfest on deck there.
Sweet.
Cool.
All right. So.
Excellent.
All right. We didn't actually say what we're doing tonight. So tonight,
fuck, this is good.
We are doing Jim's bonus win from forever ago. We're gonna do an album rank of Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, finally,
Guns N' Roses. And we've done finally,
we've ranked Use
We
Your
did.
Illusion.
We did Illusion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did Illusion 1 and 2. That was a good time.
What was it? Right Next Door to Hell was the number one song.
I believe so. Followed by Coma, which is the number one song. But that's a different topic.
And then our main event tonight is the top 30 Black Sabbath. We were going to do 50, Sabbath. But then we'd be forcing non-Ozzy Dio songs. And
Because we all really love Maiden. Like, Maiden was good for 50. Like, some bands are good for 50. Sabbath, I think, is better to... it's better to make us choose.
Yeah. I have a proposal. I'm going to do it live right now. Proposal.
Yeah.
We did Maiden to 50. We did Aerosmith to 50. Fine. Stones. I say...
Foo.
We did Stones. I say we should do Van Halen to 50, but we should
Wait.
There's a catch. Oh. 25 Hagar, 25 Roth.
No.
Yeah, top 25 of each. That's how you should do it.
That's not to 50. That's just the top 25 of each.
Right, but that would be fun. You take a Van Halen night, and then top 10 Eddie guitar solos as a bonus.
Okay.
25, 25, 10. I'm eager for 2022. Okay. I'm excited for next year. I'm excited. Okay.
I don't hate it. I
don't know. We'll talk about it. I mean, there's going to be a new Ghost album next year.
Yeah,
bands are touring. Things are happening.
Let's talk real quick. There's been an influx of new music. So Slipknot.
Yes, there has.
Slipknot. Garbage. Let's do that real quick. Slipknot released a new song today. Trash. I love Slipknot. Don't love the song. So I hope not indicative of the album. I like John 5 a ton. So like I listened to all his albums. His album Sinner that came out last week. Excellent.
I don't know if it was a new song, but
Garcia
had a new video. I don't know if it's a new song or not. Sphinx. That's an excellent song.
All right. My favorite guitar player, or one of them, Jerry Cantrell, solo album last week. Pretty good.
Very good. I agree with that.
A little country twang to it at times, but I like it.
Yes.
Green Day has a new Christmas song out today.
It's not a Christmas song. It's not a Christmas song.
It sounds like a Christmas song.
It kind of does.
It's a Christmas song. The music is.
I'm sorry. I can't stand Green Day when they do the intro with the piano and Billy with the faded vocals.
I know.
Play the song. The song.
Yeah, I listened. I'll tell you, Father of All is pretty divisive, and history will show that album they just pumped out to get their contract over. But they've released Here Comes the Shock, and I think it's called, and they released Pollyanna, and now this, and like, I don't know. I'm not big on any of them. I mean, I love Green Day. I didn't care so much. Yeah, it's tough. What else?
So, the true albums.
Ghost.
Yeah. Mastodon.
Halloween Kills.
That was like two months ago.
That's a little bit ago.
Yeah, no,
that's
the number one. The number one. Hughes, what was the best album? The best.
Sengutsu.
Still Sucks by Limp Bizkit.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That is terrible.
That is so good.
That was like 37 minutes of my life I will not get back.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. That was unbelievably amazing.
There were three songs that I actually didn't mind, and then the rest was just complete and utter trash.
I listened to that album, like it came out on Halloween, so like I flew back on Halloween. I got home at like 2 o'clock. The first thing I did when I came home, I just laid on the floor in my living room and listened to that album like 3 times in a row.
It's so good.
It was great.
I can't help it.
And
it's awful. Don't listen to them. It's awful.
Okay.
Everything they still do suck. The album isn't actually deceiving. They still suck.
Before we get into like what's going to really cause like some disagreements, I'm just going to set the pace right here. I'm pretty disappointed with the Mastodon album.
I was too.
Yeah.
I but
the thing is,
and I like the Prague Mastodon. I love the Prague version of Mastodon.
They said, like, look at me. I'm dying on the hill of Mastodon. I just started listening to them like 4 months ago. God damn it.
They're a top 10 favorite band of mine.
They said that this was going to be dark and deep and sad. So that right there makes me hard enough to go behind the couch.
Still be good.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Just because it's dark, depressing, and sad does not mean it's going to be good.
But you've got to.
Alice in Chains
I don't know.
Is dark, depressing, and sad.
And I can't listen to them for that reason for very long. Like,
it just
the Alice in Chains rank we did, I was struggling to get through it just because it was just putting me in a shitty mood.
Washkus chased every Alice in Chains song with an Aelstorm song.
Just to kind of
keep the balance.
Oh my lord.
Down in Tortuga with a coconut drink.
You know, can I tell you though what sucks is the first single that Mastodon released, I was like, man, this is fucking
it was good.
Tight.
That's the best song on the album.
It is. And that's... I listened to it. Like, Emperor of Sand, I was super pumped for, and when that came out, I was also kind of, like, a little mild on, and I've grown to love it. But, I don't know, man. Leviathan is so fucking good, and Blood Mountain, and Crack the Sky, and Parts of
Hunter.
The Hunter, and Once
Hunter.
Around the Sun.
Remission.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Remission.
Remission. Hunter. I know, Washkus, you adopted Jim's first album, Love with Mastodon.
Well, the thing is, I saw them way back when that's the only album they had.
Correct. Right. That's when
Same.
I saw them.
We were all there
for
together.
Slayer.
We all saw
yeah.
them.
We were
that,
there. Yeah, we
that,
all saw them.
That's what sucked me in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, man, these guys are fucking great.
Yeah.
And
See,
then,
I
like,
saw them.
Like, I don't like the whiny singing. I just don't like it.
Mm.
Yeah, I like I like when Bron sings, like, the song Oblivion. Like, I love that chorus. It's so proggy. I don't really love... I hate to say it. Like, I don't really love the rest of his singing. Like... Show Yourself is very poppy.
Oh my god, I hate that song.
Show yourself!
You're not as safe as far as I can. Well, that's not him who sings that part.
I love the bass player when he sings. He's fucking great.
Troy, yeah. I love Mastodon. I love Once More Around the Sun because I saw them 4 times on that tour cycle. Like, I've seen Mastodon
live more than
any other band. Yeah, so,
yeah,
like,
I saw Mastodon so cool. on their first album, and I saw them open for Rob Zombie, The House of Blues in Las Vegas on, I think, the second or third. So, like, they were still playing all the stuff from the first two albums. And,
yeah. Right. I saw, every time I've seen them, that, like, the first time when we all saw them, it was, like, to see Slayer and Killswitch or whatever. Was that Killswitch?
Yep.
No, yeah. Killswitch wasn't there.
No, it was just Slayer.
It was Slayer, Hatebreed, and...
No, I thought that was Killswitch.
Oh, that was another Slayer show.
No, it wasn't Hatebreed.
I saw Hatebreed open for Slipknot.
Oh, I saw Slayer with Hatebreed at one point. And Slayer, Hatebreed, and God Forbid were the three main acts.
Oh, Washkus, you love God Forbid.
Yes.
Do you know that Doc Coyle is the lead guitar player in Bad Wolves?
I did not.
Yeah, they suck. All right.
Well, God Forbid is awesome.
Yeah, God Forbid was awesome. God Forbid was great.
God.
They had that.
All right, God Forbid, let's get an order tonight. So, Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 69.
God Forbid.
Wait, we
Alexa.
Didn't pick... Wait, we have to...
Pick a number between
1
and 69.
Washkus, don't we have to give you numbers first?
I'll take 34. I'll take 34.
All right, give me numbers now, so...
34.
All right, so you want 34?
34.
We're going to do it again.
Okay, 7.
Well, yeah.
What's your number?
45.
Wow.
Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 69.
Here's a number between 1 and 69. It's 64.
64.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I won.
You did win.
There you go, Washkus.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going first tonight.
Okay. Oh.
I wanted to see Jim's face when I...
Who came in second?
Nope.
It was 64, so that would be Jim.
I'll go second then. I'll stay true to the order.
Guys, is it okay if I go third?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, why not?
All right, so Appetite for Destruction by...
9:37 p.m. in the frozen tundra.
So, Appetite for Destruction by Kiss.
My asshole's puckering. Okay, stop. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Okay, by L.A. Guns. Guns N' Roses. Appetite for Destruction, one of the greatest rock and roll albums ever created. The original order is Welcome to the Jungle. Number 2, It's So Easy. Number 3, Night Train. Number 4, Out to Get Me. Number 5,
number
Mr.
Five,
Brown. Mr. Brown. Brown. Number 6.
Number 6, Paradise City.
Number 7,
My Michelle.
Number 8,
No.
Sweet Child.
Think About You.
Number 9.
Number 9, Sweet Child of Mine.
Number 10,
You're Crazy.
Number 11,
Anything Goes.
And number 12,
Rocket Queen.
All right. So we're going to go 12 to 6 in the round table top 5, all right?
Oh, God.
All right. Number 12, Rocket Queen.
Is that even serious? Because I'll get off this call right now if that's even fucking serious.
Oh, wait. Shit. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong list.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at that. All right. All right. So seriously. All right. Number 12, Rocket Queen.
Oh, my God. I hate this already.
Number 11, Sweet Child of Mine.
Uh-huh.
Number 10, Anything Goes. Number 9, It's So Easy.
Are we going in the wrong order here?
Number 8, Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay.
Number 7, Out to Get Me. And number 6, You're Crazy.
Okay. Wow. Wow. I mean, wow.
Jim, redeem this shit.
Wow. I mean, I've been abandoned by two fathers, but that was pretty rough to live through, Oshkosh. Jesus Christ. Wow. 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 Okay. Okay. Wow. Alright.
How good is it 12. In Step Brothers when they sing Sweet Child of Mine in the car?
Oh my God, in the van. So, oh my God, yeah. That's so good.
What am
oh
I
God.
Paying all this money for singing lessons for?
Oh,
you're flat! God. You're flat!
That's so good.
Nice wow. Vibrato, buddy.
Alright, number right, 12. Jim. You're Crazy. I hate the electric version. The acoustic version on Lies is much better. Number 11, Sweet Child of Mine, pure trash. Number 10, Think About You, which is the better ballad. Number 9, Welcome to the Jungle. Number 8, Anything Goes. Number 7, Night Train. And number 6, Out to Get Me.
All right,
Jim. All right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. It's gonna hurt.
Rocket Queen. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I hate it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry. It's like Wise Man, that's a John song.
Oh my God.
Number 11. Okay, Springwood Slasher.
Hey.
Sweet Child of Mine.
I can't sit down.
Number 10. Hey, well, that's what happens when anything goes. Number 9. Ooh.
Behind the Couch.
Yeah, You're Crazy. Number 8, Think About You. Number 7, Out to Get Me. Number 6, Paradise City.
All right, Jim.
Okay.
I got a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you. Sweet.
Okay.
Rocket Queen is not my number 12.
Oh, is it? Is it not? Okay.
It
so
is
what's
not.
Your number fucking 12, then?
Think About You.
Ah, God. Even that hurts, but okay.
Jesus. Number 5, Rocket Queen.
Ah, God. Okay. My number 5, My Michelle.
Nice. I want to admit, too, I was fucking with you guys. I really hate Rocket Queen. It stays at 12. Number 5, Night Train.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Number 4. I used to do a little bit, but a little wouldn't do it, so a little got more and more.
I used to do a little wouldn't do it, so a little got more and more.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Right. Great list we got here. Number 4 is Paradise City.
The grass
My number
is green,
4.
The girls got big titties.
Mm-hmm.
My number 4, It's So Easy.
Okay.
Man, Jim is ready to jump through this fucking screen and
kill
us.
It's always great.
I'll see your sister in on Sunday.
My number 3. is take me down to the Paradise City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three, It's So Easy.
My number three, Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Welcome to the jungle.
My number two. Come on, quit your crying. We both know money burns.
You know, you. God damn it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, come on. That's my Michelle.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That was your number two?
I'll take it.
Is that that's I redeem my chief, Jim?
That's good. I don't know, because your number one is a little weak, but I like it.
My number one's a little weak. Yeah.
Like, tiny bit.
Yours is a little fucking weak.
Jim, what's your number two?
No, it's not. My number two is Mr. Brownstone.
Okay. My number two, Washkush. My Michelle.
Ooh.
Okay.
That might be the number one. Right.
You got this glazed look in your eye, like you're just loving this.
Because it's not my band getting shit on, and now yes. Jim knows the pain I felt during the main and
openers. You guys know the pain I felt during Queens of the Stone Age?
Whoa.
No, Jim felt that pain of Mastodon.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Leave me alone. Number one. Go ahead, Wash Kush.
I smoke my cigarette with style.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Flying like an airplane. Loaded like a freight train.
Night train.
Oh, yeah.
Night train.
Baby. Jim.
Number one.
Give me more
cover. What the fuck? What the fuck? Rocket Queen. It is the greatest Guns N' Roses.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
That song. It's the best drum.
You're telling me that's better than Catcher in the Rye?
Hughes,
you're telling me that's better than Live and Let Die?
I will hang up right now.
Live and Let Die?
All right, fuckers. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Do you guys know my number one?
All right, you fucking Weezer coconut people. What do we got?
Wow.
What's your number one, Hughes?
Mr. Brownstone.
I can't complain.
So good. Respectable. I think my Michelle is the number one there.
Possibly,
yes.
You
got two twos.
All right, hey, I know that we were going to talk about this. Can we take a quick intermission? Because I am going to literally piss my...
Piss your pants right now on the podcast.
Yes.
Do it.
I'm sitting on a fucking couch. I'm not going to...
Oh, you're going to be like Poppy. You'll be like Poppy.
I'm wearing my... Look at this. Could you guys see? I'm wearing my Stark Industries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, look at you.
Where the hell did you get sweatpants from?
I don't know. My wife bought them for me because she buys me all this cool shit because like, I'm a 35-year-old dork. So she buys me this cool shit. I got them for Christmas a couple years ago. They're fucking super pumped.
I love it.
Jim is going to go do drink about a half a bottle of Jack right now to forget that. But we'll be back.
Okay.
Well, I'm a rocket queen.
Stop
rocket
it.
The queen.
Oh my god.
I'm burning down a motorhome.
Uh-huh.
Jim, you can say
it. Are we going piss now? I'm not saying anything. Fuck this. Fuck this shit. Fuck it. I quit. I fucking quit.
We are going to take an intermission really quick right now.
And we're back. After our intermission, which was used, Jim's wife had to clean up his exploding brain from his room after Rocket Queen did not land. Rocket Queen!
And mop up his tears.
Oh, stop
it. I'm surprised you guys shit on Night Train so hard.
I had Night Train at 5.
I was expecting it to be higher.
You know why I don't like Night Train? Because Guns N' Roses has opened with Night Train for the last 7 years.
It's a good opener.
I hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Iron Maiden's done that with Ace is High since they fucking released it.
Yeah, but Ace is High is better than Night Train.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll say that.
You guys ready to do some Black Sabbath?
Are you ready?
Fuck yeah.
Jim, you ready to MC this? We're gonna go alphabetical, motherfuckers.
You know where the fuck you are? You're not in the jungle.
You're in the frozen tundra, baby. You're gonna freeze.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Freeze.
Maybe we'll have an electric funeral for you.
Oh, God.
Well.
Okay, well. All right, are we doing this?
We're doing this now.
All
right, in the order. So we're going Washkush. We're going Jim. We're going me. Jim's going to call the songs out for anybody. It's been a while since we did an alphabetical one because we haven't done
it. I know,
it's been
a long time. I like this. Yeah. I know.
This is good.
It's been since Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
That was our last true rank.
Well, we're still doing Ozzy.
Wow.
No bone movies.
Right.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
All right. So, I'm there's probably a few songs on here that were on the list that I had to take off. So I'm not sure if anyone has this first song.
Okay. Oh, it's we're called... doing the plead the fifth, right?
Of course.
If it's in your ten, ten, right, yes. If it's in your top ten, plead your fifth. So the first song on the Sabbath list, I don't think any of us are going to have, it's called A Hard Road. I think I had that, but got rid of it.
That's definitely a gym song.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so no one has that, so pretend I didn't even say that. Our next song is called A National Acrobat, and I have no fucking clue what that is.
I don't either.
Okay. That's a huge number song.
Number 13.
What the hell album is that on?
Let me look up real quick.
Is that Tony Martin?
No.
No?
Hold on.
For all those listening, anything after the second Dio album is just pure trash.
Oh, it's on Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, wow. What is it?
I'll have to look that up.
A National Acrobat.
Yeah, it's track two.
Great. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, wow. Dio comes back for one more album. That's okay. And then Ozzy comes back for 13, and that's better than the Dio trash one, but it's still bad.
Yeah, but it's not a full Black Sabbath album, because you got Geezer, you got Tony, you got Ozzy. Anybody know who plays drums on that album?
Bill Ward.
No, he does not.
Well, he plays drums, but I don't.
Not on 13.
Plays on that one.
Brad Joey Wilk Jordison.
Rage Against, Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, wow. How about
they're
that?
They're all old enough to be his father.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like fucking Timothy Delahunt over here. You guys are killing me. All right, let's go.
Next song is called After Forever.
I know I don't have that one. I don't even know what album is on.
Jim?
That's my song at number 17.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Yeah!
Oh.
Wow.
What album is that on?
Wow. Four.
Master Reality,
right?
Number two.
Oh, Master Reality.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good song.
I was thinking that one for 50. And
have you ever thought about your soul? Can it be saved?
Yes!
Oh, I wish I had it higher now. That when you are dead, you must stay in your grave.
I'm going to have to listen to that one again.
All right. The next song I don't think anyone's going to have. I think this is one I took off my list. It's called All Moving Parts Stand Still.
Yeah, that's all you.
No.
That's off of Never Save Die. Okay, so that no one has that one. So fuck that song. Our next song is called Am I Going Insane?
Nope.
No.
I've got that at 22.
Still got a clean slate here.
Wow. Our next song is off Never Say Die opening track, I believe. Never Say Die. Backstreet Kids.
Still got a clean streak going.
Oh, my God. Number 26. Number 26.
I had that ranked for the 40s and 50s if we were doing to 50.
Okay.
So. Okay. And what was the one, Hughes, you just said?
After Tomorrow?
That would have been in the 30s if going to 50.
It's a good one.
Okay, the next song is called Behind the Walls of Sleep. No, never mind. We're going to scratch that out because that's going to go at the end with Wasp. I'm deleting that. Forget I said that.
Well, the thing with
the next
Black
song,
Sabbath was the record company.
They did three songs
in
one.
Yeah, the record companies wanted 10 tracks, so they're just like, all right, well, we'll just name this three different songs, and there we go. That gets us to 10.
Right.
And...
yeah. So,
have you guys listened to the Zach Sabbath
no,
album?
No, I keep
quick?
Meaning to do that.
Oh, my
no.
God. It's so fucking good.
Is it?
I gotta look. It's the first Black Sabbath album, just with Zach Sabbath.
Oh,
Zach
that's
Wild,
be...
Blasco, and Joey Castillo. It's fucking awesome.
Ah.
No, wait, you said it was Behind the Walls of Sleep or Wasp, and there's like three songs all in one.
Yes, so what we're going to do is Wasp, Behind the Walls of Sleep, and NIB are as one song,
whoa,
and that'll be at the W's.
Whoa!
When we get to the W.
There's a giant discrepancy there, because NIB is...
Is it different than that?
I consider it different.
I consider it different, too.
Okay, so then we're going to do it different. All right, hold on. That's easy.
I don't know.
That's
actually
easy.
I don't care. Whatever works for you guys.
No. Whoa.
I know
whoa.
It comes
hold
on the
hold
album,
on.
But I can...
Hold on.
I consider
on.
It to
hold
be way
on.
Different because it's so dis-
hold
distinctively
on.
Stop, start.
Okay.
Here's NIB.
All right, Washers, easy. So hold on. Washers,
none of
we
your
got
songs
this.
Have been named.
Well, potentially
so hold on.
One has.
All right, so...
You're
so
not
technically...
Kidding.
So here's where we're at right now. Technically... If I'm going to break those three songs up, easy to do. Don't worry about it. Our next song is Behind the Walls of Sleep. I technically don't have it. So
no,
who
I
has
I
it?
I technically have it at 22.
Okay, so I'll mark that as 22. And then what I'll do is when we get down to the other ones, we'll do NIB and Wasp Spectre. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. It's easy. Right. It's easy. No problem. Right. No problem.
We're solving problems.
We're problem solvers.
Yeah, see, look at that. Yeah.
There's beautiful. My first song off the board. Right.
Yeah, it's my first song.
But we're going alphabetical, so you know, cream of the crop is at the end of the alphabet, maybe.
All right. So our next song is called Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Got that one. Gonna take a 5.
Ooh, I've got that at 12.
I've got it at 14.
Respectable.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah. Our next song is Children of the Grave.
I got that one as well. Grave. I'm also gonna take a 5.
I'm also going to take a 5.
I am also going to take
Hell yeah! There's a number one song right now!
Oh,
those fucking drums.
Oh, God. Yow. So good.
All right. Our next song, I don't know if I was supposed to delete this one or not, is Children of the Sea.
You are not. That is a
Dio. Okay, good. There's one I was supposed to delete. Okay, oh, God. This is the tuna fish song, right?
This is
Children of the Sea.
It's a Dio song, I believe. I got that at 24.
I do not have it.
I do not have it.
Jim, did you go all Ozzy?
Of course I did. Yes, I said that. Okay. No, all Ozzy.
I have a couple Dio songs. I think I got
6 Dio songs.
I'm sorry. I just don't like Dio. I don't like his voice. I just don't like him.
I don't care about all the swords.
I just don't like Dio. I don't care.
I like Dio. I will.
I love Rainbow. Yeah, I like Dio. What's wrong with that? Rainbow.
You ever listen to Elf?
I don't even like Rainbow. Yes. I don't like any of it.
Is Elf good?
They're actually not.
That's like his first band.
Yeah, they're better than Rainbow, I think.
Okay, really interesting.
Because they play them on Ozzy's Boneyard every now and then.
Oh, okay.
Keith Roth is a big Dio fan.
Did you listen to Troll?
No. Does he live under the
That
bridge?
Was Ozzy. No, that was Ozzy's first band. Yeah. Oh, Troll.
Yeah, really they good. Opened for Gnome.
Who the headliner was Gargoyle.
Who opened for Leprechaun?
I'm the Leprechaun.
I'm the Leprechaun.
Yeah.
God, that movie's wow. so
It's
bad.
Crazy how they had the lollipop so kids bad. As their backup
singers. Wow. All right. Our next song is Dirty Woman. Who's got Dirty Woman?
That'd be me. I think that's a Dio song. There's three songs that all revolve around women. I think Dirty Woman, Evil Woman, and Lady Evil. Am I correct?
Mm.
I do have Dirty Woman. I have it at 21.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
What? I fucked up. So I have Dirty Woman at 30.
Okay.
I need to make a change.
Okay.
Sure.
But it's okay. I'll just when you call the song out, I'll just let it be known.
Okay.
I wrote the wrong
Our
name.
Next
Thank
song.
You, Washkush. Okay.
Our next song is Electric Funeral. Electric Funeral.
14.
Wow. Okay. This is a funeral now. I'm gonna plead the 5th.
No, now it's a funeral. 22.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Hughes, cheers on the team up there.
Wow, I fucking hate you too sometimes. Holy shit.
Hey, you both shit on Black Sabbath, so fuck off.
This is Black Sabbath.
Shit on
the song.
Is it?
Oh, I thought you meant the band. I had it at 14.
Yeah, I had it at 12.
Okay, I had Electric Funeral at 14.
Bullshit.
And Jim's bitching about that. Like, it's in the upper half of the...
What the fuck is an Electric Funeral?
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, is that one? Shit. I should have had that lower. No, I'm just kidding. Alright. Next.
Next one, Jimbo.
Just kidding.
We are going to take an intermission really quick right now.
All right, so Electric Funeral.
All right.
Jim's got a little...
Yeah, that was a good time.
Jim, you turned into a robot.
The beginning.
Jim, you turned into a robot.
You can't hear me?
Oh, you're good now. Let's go.
You're good now.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm good. All right. So fuck it. All right. End of the beginning. End of the beginning.
I got it.
I love
it. I got it all the way at the end. 30.
You have it at 30?
30.
I have it at 23.
All right.
Jim, you have it or no?
We lost Jim, I think.
Hold on.
Oh,
what
wait,
is
this
I hear you now.
Fucker doing?
I hear somebody's computer, Hughes. Is that yours?
Hold on. Hold on.
My computer's running a little hot.
Okay. Run a little hot tonight. No. Don't take him off.
Oh, there we go. No. Take him off. Good song, man. All right. Whatever. We're an evil woman. Who's got evil woman?
Evil woman.
Evil.
That's the one that I had sent on my list, but it was the wrong song, so I took that off.
I have evil woman at 20.
Okay.
Top these.
20. I don't have that song.
Black Sabbath album after the Behind the Walls of Sleep, Wasp, NIB trifecta.
Okay. What's next? Okay, our next song is called Fairies Wear Boots.
My fairies wear fives.
Good. I get revenge. 19.
Jim, 24. Yikes.
That feels good. That feels
that does
good.
Feel good.
That feels
that
good.
That feels real good.
Wow. Our next song is God is Dead.
That's a big nope for me.
Jim?
That's a big nope for me. I don't have that.
I have it. 21.
Okay.
A little 13 action there.
Wow. I was going to say that sounded like a newer title.
Didn't Dio come back with Sabbath and do what Make the Devil Cry or something like that?
Yeah, but they called themselves Heaven or Hell or whatever.
Oh, Heaven and Hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, because it was like right before he died, too, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Before he died, and then after he died, then they got back with Ozzy and did 13.
So that's technically not a Black Sabbath song, then.
Right.
Well, actually,
interesting.
The first album without Ozzy, Sharon made Tony call the band. I was not aware of that here. I think you're the one that told me this. They could not use the name Black Sabbath. They had to use something else, so they used Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. That's why the album was titled Heaven and Hell.
Oh, wow.
No, that's why, not when Ozzy first quit the band, but in, like, before Dio died, when he got back together, they couldn't use the name Black Sabbath, because Black Sabbath was considered Ozzy, Ward, Geezer, and Tony. So when they got back with Dio, because it was for Heaven and Hell, it's the three plus Dio, but then for the Mob Rules, it's Phil Ward is gone and Vinny Appice is the drums.
Okay.
And then Dio and Appice left and they formed Dio, and then the two of them came back, they did Dehumanizer, and then when they wanted to do Black Sabbath again, they were not allowed to contractually or whatever, so they would call themselves Heaven or Hell or Heaven and Hell. Or
Heaven and Hell was the name of the album, so I don't know
what they called it. So they named themselves after that. For that The Devil Knows You're Dead or something album or whatever.
Wow.
Anyway.
Another I was not aware of that was
our next song.
The Dio Devil Horns was to his grandmother did that to ward off spirits, not to praise
them. I like to think that the man on my shirt provided that to
everything I hear it's Dio's grandmother that was the one doing it.
I like to think that
it's
very possible that Gene Simmons looks like Dio's grandmother.
Yes. That is very plausible.
Oh, man, that's good. Oh, my God. Awesome. Oh, that's good. Our next song is Gypsy. Who's got Gypsy?
That's all, Jim.
I don't have Gypsy.
I have Gypsy. Don't try to shrink me. Number 29. Oh, that's from, like, Never Say Die or one of those albums.
Yeah. Yep. All right, now we got Hand of Doom. Who's got Hand of Doom? That's off Paranoid.
It's a good one. I don't think I do, though. No.
I don't have it.
Tell Jim.
God damn it, I got it at 16. Wow.
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 The Hand of Doom stands alone. Right.
I guess it does. Now we got Heaven and Hell. The song, Heaven and Hell.
I got that.
Washkers, okay. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow. It's my favorite. That's crazy. My favorite Dio Sabbath song.
All right. Jim, I know you don't have it because you have no Dio.
I don't.
No. I have it at 20. I have it at 20.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this top 10 is going to be. This top 10
is going to be. I think the top 5 is going to be wild. The top 10 is going to be. I think the bottom.
Who's going to win this? Who's going to win this?
Who knows?
I'm not going to win it. No chance. After this so far, no way.
That's what you've got.
It's over.
No chance in hell.
Oh, all right. Our next song is Hole in the Sky.
That's a damn good one.
Great song.
17.
Okay. I got it at 29.
I have it at 16.
All right.
Ooh, all right, there you close. Go. All right.
Gosh, we're pretty close on this.
Well, we had, what, 23?
Yeah, you guys.
23 out of 30 good. That we synced up on?
Yeah, we're pretty close. All right.
Okay, our next song, Into the Void.
I almost forgot this one, but this is a fantastic one. It's number 19.
Yeah. All right, I got it at 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. It's unfucking believable.
You plead in the fifth.
Unbelievable. You guys even know what a riff is? Alright, hey, it's fine.
You mean, okay. Is that the South of Heaven song?
Oh, you gotta check the dates, what came out first.
That's true.
Well, of course, that came out before South of Heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
Our next song is Iron Maiden. Kidding, Iron Man.
I'm gonna take a 5 on Mr. Stark.
Yeah, I gotta take a 5. I didn't want to do it, but I gotta do it.
It's funny. I gotta take a 5 also.
Oh, that might be the number 2.
It's at 15. At 15.
Oh! You prick. Oh my 15. God, that was so good.
That worked out well. That's great.
Our next song is a gym song called Johnny Blade.
Yeah, that's a gym song.
No, that's...
Where do you got it?
More like
I got
Jimmy
that at
30.
Blade. All right. Oh! All right.
What's next?
Our next song, I don't think anyone's going to have it. It's called Junior Eyes.
No.
I took it off.
I got it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it at 27.
Damn it, I took it off my list.
I got it at 27.
Damn it. See, I took it off my list. Now I regret it. All right, next song, Killing Yourself to Live.
I got that one. 25.
Okay. Okay, I have it at 18.
I do not.
I had it listed twice. I was like, oh, shit. So I'll just take one of those off, and then I'll switch some stuff around, and I put Into the Void on.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like
and now we've got Lady.
I took the higher Killing Yourself to Live off and put Into the Void in there, and then I moved it up like 3 spots.
All right, we've got Lady Evil. Who's got Lady Evil?
That's a Dio song. That's me.
Evil.
Lady Evil! 28.
Trash.
God damn, I have that at 17.
Alright, it's not too bad.
Oh my god.
We're 11 apart.
I love Lady Evil.
It's a good one.
It's great.
Wow.
The bass is fucking amazing on that song.
Yeah.
The bass is just like, just crazy.
Geezer's all over that shit.
Alright, Looking for Today.
That sounds like a huge song.
No, I don't know that.
Okay.
That's a gym song. 24. 24.
What are you opening it up?
Next song.
Sammy or the Yards? Yards.
Oh, no. Yards. Yards. Much better. Lord of This World.
That's me. 23.
I do not have that.
I don't have it.
It's a good one. It's the last song on Masters of Reality.
Now, our next song is called Megalomania.
Nope.
No.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Oh, shit.
Jim, what album is that from?
That's off of Sabotage.
Wow.
And that's where it's the echo, where it's like, I am. Like the echo comes in and then he starts singing.
Iron Man.
I'm hooked on it.
Iron Man.
Oh, stop it.
Jim, I had that on marked. It would have been in the 30s. If we...
Okay, well, I have it in the top 10. So
you stand alone with that. So
Children of the Grave still currently the only song all three of us pled the fifth on.
So that is true. Right now, that is the number one song and a fantastic song.
That's scary. All right, our next song is Methodemic.
That's a huge song.
What the fuck is Method?
That's a huge song.
I don't have it.
Methodemic's great. It's on Ozzy's Boneyard all the time. It's from 13.
Oh.
It's like, yo, we want to be like, we want to make a sociological stance about how meth is like an epidemic. Let's make a song called Methodemic. Anyway, I'm shitting on it, but it's good.
What do you got it at?
We have it at
28.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next song is Neon Knight.
That's a lot.
Neon.
Oh, come on. It's Dio. Isn't that the opening track of Heaven and Hell?
Is it?
I don't listen to that shit.
Of course, the first song with Dio is about fucking knights and swords and stuff.
I got it at 18.
My God.
Dio's such a little bastard.
I can't stand it. All right. We got Paranoid. What are we doing with Paranoid?
16.
11.
Plead the fifth.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow, I can't believe you guys. I can't believe you guys put Iron Man over Paranoid.
Iron Man's way better than Paranoid.
Yeah. Now, I will say Paranoid is better live than on the album. Watching them play it live in 1970 and 1971 is far better.
Megadeth
than the
does
album
a very
version.
Good cover of Paranoid.
Megadeth does a very good Paranoid.
We've got Rock and Roll Doctor.
That is a very good one, but I do not have it.
I do not have it.
Sounds like
a good one.
Kiss song. I've got it at 20.
20?
Alright.
Yeah. And then we've got Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
I got it. 15.
Wash Kush. 15. Nice. Hughes.
Plead the fifth? Like, are you guys deaf?
Are
you fucking serious?
I love this.
I'm snowblind. I'm not deaf.
I love this. Oh, here we go. It's start. Oh, yeah.
Fucking kidding.
All right.
It's 15.
Wow. It's going to get worse. Oh. Here we go. Sabra Kadabra.
12.
Wash Kush. 13. Hughes.
19.
All right.
Oh, all right. Respectable. All right. That's good. All right. Yeah.
It's fucking like all blues right. metal. It's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And now we've got a gym song, Shockwave.
Shockwave?
No.
Yeah.
That's full blown gym.
Shockwave. Shockwave is at 21 for me. I love Shockwave.
Big fan of Shockwave.
Our next song
Big fan of
is Sign of the Southern Cross.
Oh, that's a Wash Kush song if I ever fucking heard
All
one.
All the way.
That sounds like a fucking Blaze fucking Iron Maiden.
It does.
Wash Kush, go ahead, plead the fifth.
I'm going to plead the 26th.
Okay.
All right. Good
that's
God.
A deal.
What the fuck?
I like it. I like shit. Dio. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You guys
can go
fuck yourself.
It's all right.
Fun. It's just
hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just
it's great.
It's just
yeah,
fun.
Until I pick a bonus, do Holy Diver. Rank it.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I'd rather be Holy Dives than listen to Holy Diver.
I know a good church.
Oh, my God. How about we go to Snowblind? Kui. Snowblind?
13.
Anybody got Snowblind? Wash Kush. I got it at 14.
Nice.
Jesus motherfucking Christ. Plead the
oh,
fifth.
Come on!
The
oh,
fuck
oh
is
my
wrong
God.
With you two?
It's in the top 15.
Oh, my God. Your mom's in the top
this
15.
This is awesome.
I'm sorry. That's
this
mean.
Is awesome. This
sorry.
Is awesome.
Jesus Christ. This is fucking nonsense.
Wow.
All
right. Our next song is what Hughes is right now. He's in Solitude.
That's a nope.
No.
To Jimmy.
25.
Okay.
This next song is gotta be a Wash Kush song. Saint Vitus Dance? Or is this a Hughes song?
You
son of a bitch, this is a Hughes song.
Number 18. How do you guys not know this? Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
Saint Vitus Dance?
Put it on right now.
Saint Vitus Dance?
Yeah. Hold on. I can't. I'm terrible with their albums.
Oh my god.
Saint Vitus Dance is on.
Oh wait, I just saw it. I just saw it here. That's on volume 4, third to last track. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's on.
I don't really care much for volume 4.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. What about Super Knot?
I knew you were gonna fucking do that.
That's good.
Super Knot. Anybody got Super Knot?
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
What?
I
got it at 28.
Wow, fuck you.
28.
Yo, plead the fifth, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. There's a loud one, you.
Whoa. All right, I'm out. I'm out of the bonus now, for sure. I'm out
he
of the bonus.
23 strong. That's Super right. Knot. That song Damn. Is amazing.
That song is so good.
All right, I fucked up. I fucked up. All right, let's go down to Sweet Leaf. Who's got Sweet Leaf?
We all should have Sweet Leaf. I got it at 11. Five.
Jim, plead in the fifth?
Yes, plead the fifth.
Washkush, number 12.
Ooh. Oh.
That might be enough to knock it just out, depending on where he has it.
That might take it out.
Wow. Our next song is Symptom of the Universe. Who's got Symptom of the Universe?
Five.
Washkush is pleading the fifth. Plead the fifth.
Oh!
Plead the fifth.
Oh! Hey! My god! I'm still fucked.
Potential number two song.
That's the second song.
That we... Well, or number one. Who knows?
Now, our next song is The Mob Rules.
That's a huge song.
I don't have it.
You don't have that, Washkush? You got 100 fucking deal songs. You don't have The Mob Rules? 25.
That was a tough cut. Right. That would have been like 33.
I'm embarrassed.
Why? Right. I got a Dio song in the top 10. None of you do.
How about The Wizard? Where is The Wizard going to end up?
The Wizard?
I'm not sure what's happening.
Five! I couldn't count with pink. I was trying to count with pens and shit in my hand, but it wasn't working.
Number five.
Plead the fifth.
Five.
Can you plead the fifth also?
Five. $5 foot right. long. Yeah.
I have it at number 11. All right. Just outside.
Okay.
Number 11. Just outside.
Okay. Our next song is called The Writ. I don't know if anyone has that. The Writ.
That sounds like a Tony Martin Headless Cross song.
No. It's... I forget what album it is. It's the last song of one of them. I think I took it off. Okay, so fuck it. Next song. Thrill of It All.
Nope.
No.
Plead the fifth.
Oh my god.
Jim, what album is that?
You're dumb, Jim.
That's off, I think, Sabotage, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, man. You like those later.
Could be wrong. No. Technical Ecstasy.
Yeah, still.
It's one of those ones.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my toe-to-toes. Here we go again.
Wow. Wow, alright.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Never mind.
We'll get there.
I know when it's coming up, because I still have one, but we're going to get to it.
Yep, we're going to get to it. Promise. Tomorrow's Dream.
That's me.
Oh, that's you?
27.
Washers, 26.
Oh, nice. There you go. How about Under the Sun?
Nope.
All right. I got that at 27.
All right.
Next. We're coming down to the end here, and we've got War Pigs.
I don't have that one.
No? All right. I'm going to...
Taking a fucking five, goddammit. Come on.
I'm going to take a five on that one.
Taking a five also.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, that's a third 5-5-5.
If you're... Third 5-5, then I'm
6-7-6.
Yeah. What the hell?
All right. Kenny Jenny.
What is the point of Slipknot's song titles anymore? what the fuck is Chapel Town blood tampon or whatever it is?
Chapel Town rag?
What the fuck is that? What does that even mean?
Like, I was expecting like a legit like ragtime song that's like metal. I was pretty like, disappointed. Awesome.
Corey Taylor said that it was like classic Slipknot, and
It's classic Stone Solid.
I said this morning when I was driving work.
It was a surfacing ripoff. I
like my favorite part of the song is fucking this part that sounds like Stone Sour, because it's the only part that doesn't sound forced. It all sounds fucking forced.
Yeah,
those fucking drums.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah. Jay Weinberg, you know Joey Jordison. You know fucking Jordison.
You know Joey.
And he was his fucking idol.
Do you want to be Jordison, or do you want Pia to be a Jordison?
Yeah.
No one can be Jordison.
It's an honest question.
Jordison.
He's all right.
Appearing to be Jordison.
Our next song. Does anyone have just the song Wasp? No.
No.
Okay, so this is where NIB is going to go then.
All right.
So I'm
the
just
Nativity in Black.
Whatever it is. But that's where I'm going to put NIB then, since I had all three, but I split them up. So NIB.
I'm going to quote Corey Taylor on the Heretic Anthem.
You have it at number six? Or no? Oh, you're taking a five. Oh, right. I'm taking a five. Five.
Well, even if I had it
five,
at six, I'd still
five,
be taking a five.
I'm taking
five,
a five,
five
also.
Five, 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 five. Our next song is Who Are You?
Who are you?
I do not have that.
29.
Okay. 29. All right.
I'm all oranged out here.
You Can't Change Me. This should be the last song. You Won't Change Me. You Can't Change Me. Does anyone have that? That might have been one I deleted at the end.
I Don't Want to Change the World. That sounds like an Ozzy song.
That's an Ozzy song. No. All right, I don't have it either. So we're done. Is everybody's
we're
list
done.
Covered?
Yes.
I'm good.
Nothing's
I'm all
missing.
Out. Anybody need a pee or beer?
I do. Yes. Let's take a quick.
All right,
let's take
I
a
do
quick,
too.
Let's take a 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Be back.
Quick intermission.
All right. So sounds good.
We will be back.
Holy
somebody
shit.
Say something funny.
Okay.
Shitballs.
I'm not in the mood to get funny. I'm in the mood to get fucking serious. Rocket Queen is the best Guns N' Roses song. Watch Chris fuck off. Because you know what? Toe to Toes is the best Mastodon song. And Rocket Queen is the best Guns N' Roses song. And I must have fucked up on Super Naught. Because I had it at 28. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I'm going to have to go listen to that fucking song again. But now I got to piss. So I'll be back.
Yeah. And we're back. Kevin James, not a fan. I don't know. King of Queens?
We're discussing if Chris Farley was still alive and what parts he would be playing in the Adam Sandler movies of today.
He'd probably be in...
I said he would be Murray the Mummy.
He'd
in
be,
Hotel Transylvania.
I think he'd be in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry instead of Washkush's favorite television actor, Kevin James. That's not my favorite television actor. I know.
And I've already said that.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Well, I'm a big fat man with a hot Scientology wife. All right. Like, laugh. All right. I'm Kevin James. Like, I can't find my dick when I try to piss because I'm so fat. Hey. Or is that Andrew Dice Clay?
That's Andrew
I think
Dice
that's
Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, okay. Alright.
I saw him in Vegas. He's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Dice Man.
The spider said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?
Alright.
Little boy
oh,
blue.
My God.
He needed the
he
money.
Needed the money.
Alright.
When I saw him, he did that as his closing.
Did he? That's pretty
all,
good.
All those, yeah. He did have, like, one funny skit where he was, like, he went back into the dating pool after getting divorced or whatever. And he was, like, dating this girl that was, like, far younger than him. She's like, I'm a squirter. He's like, what the fuck's a squirter? He's like, I thought I broke a fucking water main. God damn it, this shit just fucking flying everywhere. I'm like,
oh my God.
Honestly, that's so disgusting.
But hearing him say it was fucking
yeah,
hysterical.
Yeah, it sounds gross and hilarious.
Wow. Wow.
If you get a chance, go see the Dice Man. He's a fucking entertainment at its finest.
I like the Dice Man.
Wow. All right. So we are on the Black Sabbath top 10 here.
Top 10.
We're going to round table this. We're going to go Washkush, then Jim, then
myself. Jim, Hughes.
Let's go. Washkush, hit us off.
God.
All right, top 10. Just out of the main thing here, and I know you guys were shitting on me for it. Heaven and Hell.
All right.
Okay.
That song has stuck with me, and it's...
It's because you cry for the dancer.
I like Dio. I'm sorry. I think Heaven and Hell is like the equivalent of like War Pigs for Dio. Of, like, you know, that long, drawn-out song that is just awesome all the way out.
I can see that.
Okay. Okay.
And I think Neon Knights is the paranoid of Dio.
Wow.
God, Dio loves his swords.
Hey, you know what? It's...
I know. It's all right.
To each his own.
Hey.
Jim, number 10.
Number 10. Children of the Grave.
Nice.
Number 10, really? Interesting. All right.
All right, Hughes, maybe we might be syncing up later.
Uh-oh.
Number 10, After Forever.
Okay.
I love it. I respect the shit out of that.
Number 9er. Super Noir.
Super Noir. Number 9, Super Noir. All right, my number 9... Megalomania.
You stand alone with that one.
Yes, I do. I know.
My number 9, Paranoid.
Respectable.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just discussing before you got back that Paranoid is a song that I never really cared much for, but I still respect it.
Okay.
But it's overplayed beyond overplayedness.
Oh, like, totally. Totally.
But like I respect it. I won't turn it off, but I won't play it.
Alright, that's a fair assessment.
Alright.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Those fairies are wearing some boots.
Oh, God.
I don't know where we're going here with these. This,
this is
going
to be fucked up.
this is all over the place. My number 8. N.I.B.
At 8?
At 8?
At 8? At 8?
That's a little fucking low.
Yeah, all right.
You got Children of the Game and NIB pretty low.
Okay.
All right, Hughes, what do you got? What do you got at 8?
I got Super Naught.
Nice!
Super Naught. Okay. So where we at?
Hughes, this is going to be a tight battle between me and you.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. Very
number 7.
I think one specific song is going to be the deciding factor.
It very well may be.
And I'll say it when we get to it.
All right.
Except that song is not next.
Okay.
The next song defined a generation and basically directly or indirectly caused all three of us to like the music that we love. Black Sabbath.
Interesting.
Now, can you imagine being 13 years old, running home from the record store, or riding your bike home, and then throwing Black Sabbath, on for track side A, and just like listening
that is
to that,
true.
And then changing your life fucking forever. Forever.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's, to me, wow. It's just like, you know, it's creepy as fuck, and it's just awesome.
It's definitely scary.
It's on my Halloween playlist that I play outside. Jim, number 7.
My number 7, I'm going with Iron Man. Again, the opening riff and the closing riff are the only reason why. Everything in the middle I don't want.
Alright. My number 7, as previously stated, Into the Void. Can't believe you guys left that off your list.
No, I didn't leave it off. I almost did.
Can't believe
I had it.
I got it at 19.
We looked at that song very differently, Hughes.
Yes. My number six, is probably the most metal song that it's got. Symptom of the Universe.
Okay.
Wow.
Like that, the heaviest
yeah.
heavy metal song they got.
Okay. Okay. All right. My number six is Sweet Leaf.
Okay. Also known as Give It Away.
Also known as Anthrax does a good cover of it.
Ooh. Anthrax hasn't done a good cover. I hate Anthrax for those keeping score.
Oh my god.
Explain to the folks at home what Anthrax is. It's something we'd rather have than have to listen to. Number six.
Wow.
Snowblind.
Respectable.
Ooh.
That wasn't my top ten for
yeah.
a hot minute. And then it...
Man, I think Washkish is going to win this, because I'm just doing the... I'm running the shit in my head. I think Washkish is going to fucking win.
I got two good bonuses lined up if I do.
It's going to be tight like a toiga.
Well, what's your number five, like Washkish?
My number five is The Nativity in Black. N.I.B.
Okay.
Or is that a little low?
That...
I mean, Jim doesn't have it. And it's, or Jim, you know, Jim's got
it. He had it at eight.
Whoa. I had it at eight. All
right. Yeah.
My number five.
All
right. My number five. This is going to fuck me from winning tonight, but I don't care. Thrill of it all. That's my number five.
Nobody has it, I know. My number five, Symptom of the Universe.
Nice.
Oh, that's six. All right.
God, we are so fucking close.
Yeah, but it's fucked.
And here's the deciding song right now of who wins and who loses. Number four, Iron Man. This is the deciding song, I'm going to say. Because you had it outside your top 10.
I did. I had it at 15.
Ooh.
Jim, where'd you have it?
Jim had it at 7.
I had
it
at 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jim also had some top 5 shit that... nobody had, so
yeah, it's gonna be strange.
Wow.
I think Iron Man is going to be the deciding factor.
It very well okay. may be.
My number four
Hughes
is yeah. Symptom of the Universe.
When you say your number four, we might run the table. 3, 2, 1.
We're not going to.
No?
Uh oh. Mm-hmm. Hughes, what's your four?
Children of the Grave.
Okay, we're not going to.
Yeah. You already, no, I know we're not going to, because you guys fucking neglect the best songs ever from your top 10.
My number three.
This is getting intense.
We haven't done the top 30 harmonica songs, but if we did, this is definitely going to be in the top 10.
Number three.
Number three. The Wizard. Also, Adam Sandler's favorite Sabbath song, since we were talking about him earlier.
I met Zach Wilde at Ozfest 2003, and Zach Wilde said, "We're gonna play some old shit tonight, like The Wizard." And then they did. They played The Wizard.
I remember hearing Adam Sandler say that about The Wizard, and I'm like, "Huh, okay. Let me go over to Napster right now and check this song out." I'm like, "Oh shit, this is a good Napster song." So thank you, Adam Sandler.
Number three, Washkush. The Wizard.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Number three. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
The Diamond Dave is still alive. Is
whoa.
It? Yes.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
All right. Here comes the moment of truth. Moment of truth.
Uh-oh.
My number two. Actually, I'll say it after. My number two. Children of the Grave.
Wow. Okay. My number two. the first song I learned how to play on guitar from Sabbath, Electric Funeral.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's gonna be
it contains good. Every Sabbath element in like a 3-minute song.
My number two.
Come on, Hughes, don't do it. Don't do it.
Do what? Number don't two.
Don't ruin the Diamond Dave. Don't ruin the Diamond Dave.
My number two is Nativity in Black.
Excellent. Ooh, that might be the deciding song.
Oh.
That might be the deciding song, not Iron Man.
Oh.
But I prefer the version when Primus does it with Ozzy over...
I do enjoy that version quite a bit.
I just love Les. He's the best. Les is the best.
We got a Diamond Dave?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's your guy's number one?
Oh, my God.
Johnny Blade, my number one.
Thanks for that.
You said that. Oh, it was the first time I saw that.
My number one.
Thanks for that.
From the album Headless Cross, the title track. Headless Cross.
Mine is from Born Again, the Dark. That's my number one.
I like the dark one.
I love the War Pigs. Cheers.
Wow.
Jim,
is that
your number
one? Wow. Of course it is. Hell yeah. War Pigs.
All right, let's finish them beers.
I'm not going
to. Oh, don't be a little bitch. Don't be a little bitch. Don't be a little bitch.
I'm going to take a sip.
Be it, though, you're a bitch.
Washka's chugging beers for hours.
People gathered in the masses.
Da-da.
To buy paper for their asses.
Better now.
Finishing all my projects and shop classes. High school.
Oh, no, yeah.
Dumping a half a can of polyurethane on my
Mr. Richie tries to polyurethane all the stools and handles from the gym.
Alright, so War Pigs is the number one Black Sabbath song, as rightfully so.
Jim, give us the top 30. Because I gotta tell, I think Washka's won.
It's close. NIB and Iron Man are going to be the deciding factors.
I got a great fucking bonus.
Well, Jim, give us some G and R first.
Oh, hold the fuck on.
Now, Hughes, earlier I was texting you saying I'm going to fuck with Jim.
You did.
Just roll with it. You fucked with him hard the whole entire way.
Well, I was serious. I'm like, I'm a rocket queen. Rocket through the queens of G and R.
I can't fucking hear this.
Like, I was just fucking with him. You legit were like, yeah, I'm not fucking with him, but
no,
I'll join your party here.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have an alien.
Oh, nice. I feel like
John Hurt, an alien. You know what, though? My favorite Guns N' Roses album, I'm going to tell you guys, and I don't, Jim, maybe you're like, I prefer Lies. Just, if I'm going to listen to GNR, just give me Lies. Just
give me Chinese Democracy.
I'm not going to argue that.
I'm so sick of all the
about Chinese roses. Democracy.
They got four fucking. Give me the spaghetti incident.
I haven't heard Lies enough to.
That's trash.
It is. No, well, Lies just has like fucking Patience and fucking Used to Love Her and stuff.
Well,
is it Used to Love Her cover?
It's... No.
Is Used to Love Her cover? No, I don't think so.
No. Oh,
that's a great GNR song.
Great. How about the guy, I watched an episode of Forensic Files where a guy killed his girlfriend and he had been repeatedly Google searching the fucking lyrics to I Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses.
Sounds
oh,
like
that's
a
so good.
Secret Window.
Oh, I love Secret Window. I'm like Johnny Depp right now because like I'm like Johnny Depp in Secret Window in so many fucking ways. I can't even get into it. I got braces.
You're not eating Doritos.
I don't have braces. I'm doing No Junk November. It's going pretty good.
What's with these like fucking fads of like rhyming with months? Like,
I mean, I've been doing I've been doing No Junk November since I'm like 26, but like I just did it because people talk about no shave. But I shaved on November 1st, so I don't know.
I haven't shaved since like October 20th.
You got a good beard going.
Yeah, it's like finally full. It's itchy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so goddamn gray. It's ridiculous.
Actually, Heroes of the Night was not aware of that. I got two
my
things.
My dad didn't go gray till he was like 45.
My dad's still not gray. Like, he just got sideburn gray. That's it. He's like Mr. Fantastic.
He is.
Jim, that's the Marvel Stretch Armstrong for you.
I don't know what that is.
But all right.
I thought that was the guy from Wayne's World 2. Hey!
Isn't that Mr. Fantastic? Scream.
Oh, Mr. Scream, sorry.
And Handsome Dan. No, that was Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan.
Yeah, the handsome dude was the Scream. And Mr.
Yeah.
You're
not listening to a word we say. Whoa!
Bing, all right, bing. So I was not aware of that real quick for Black Sabbath. One was, I believe, the album Black Sabbath took 3 days to record because they were short on money, and they just did it. Other Black Sabbath, I said it in a previous episode, the song Fairies Wear Boots, Geezer Butler and Ozzy Osbourne were fucked out of their minds on some sort of hallucinogenic, and they were running through a park watching fairies with boots flying around, hence the name of the song.
God, I'm so jealous.
This one was from The Story of Metal on VH1, which aired many years ago.
Oh, love it.
I don't know the exact things, but Tony Iommi worked in a machine shop in Birmingham, England, and he had an unfortunate smelting accident where his genitalia...
Smelting accident.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong one. No, he did have an unfortunate accident where he had something cut or come down on his left hand of his index and middle finger, and... He lost the sensitivity in the tips of his fingers, so he had to tune down so that way it would sound better for him playing guitar, and that was the birth of Black Sabbath sound because of the unfortunate smelting accident that Tony Iommi had. It wasn't a smelting accident.
He loves gold.
Wow.
He does. He loves gold.
He loves gold. You know what I love? I love
gold. I don't know the exact accident that happened, but that was that. Hughes, do you have any? I was not aware of that information.
Just the fact. We talked. Anything I would have said, I think we talked about during it. I just think that the thing with Black Sabbath is, like a lot of bands, they just have so many fucking albums that are garbage. Because, like, Black Sabbath is like Ozzy, Bill, Geezer, and Tony. And then you got, like, the Dio era.
And then,
two
Dio albums, and then that's it for Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and then, like, Dio and Vinny come back for Dehumanizer in, like, 1992, and then they all get back together again for, like, the Heaven and Hell, the Devil, whatever album.
Well, here's Sabbath in a nutshell. Sabbath with Ozzy is amazing.
For the most part.
It starts going downhill after...
After, like, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
After Sabotage, I'd say.
Yeah.
After Sabotage, it starts going downhill.
Well, there's so much drugs. Like, they're...
Well, yeah. And then you got Technical Ecstasy and Never Say Die. Those are, like, eh. And then you got Dio comes in where it's kind of like a 51-50 with Van Halen. Roth Hagar.
Yeah.
Where you got Heaven and Hell, where the album itself is great. If you like Dio, you love the album. If you hate Dio, you... It's a love-hate Dio thing. And then Mob Rules
is okay, too. Like,
yeah. And
song.
Actually, there's a 51-50 song on there. It's an instrumental. So.
Yeah. So...
But, and then after that, Dio left after the Mob Rules, and then it just became the Tony Iommi project.
Yeah, because you had Ian Gillan on an album from... he was from Deep Purple. Yeah. You also had Glenn Hughes... Who is also in Deep Purple at a different
time. Any relation?
To me, no. I don't think. I haven't done a 23andMe lately, though. And then you have, like,
Seventh
Tony
Star,
Martin.
Where I'm looking at my notes, it literally was just, like, listen to the first, like, minute and just, like,
I have one. I just thought of it. So, like, Kiss, right? Like, you have Gene and Paul, and then you have Tommy Thayer wearing the Ace makeup, and you have Eric, oh shit, which Eric is in the band right now? One of the Erics is
Bischoff!
No. No, I think Eric Singer is dead and Eric Carr is still alive. Yeah, Eric Carr. Well, wait.
Alexa, shut up. Oh, she was playing UFO too.
Anyway, I was going to say the guy who's in Kiss right now, who's been the drummer wearing the Catman makeup, Eric Singer, he was on a couple Black Sabbath albums as a drummer. But here's the question I want to ask you. Sabbath or Ozzy solo?
Sabbath. Not even a question.
Jim?
Wow.
Jim, come on. Wow.
Jim. I already know Hughes' answer.
Yeah, of course you know my answer. I've been saying it forever.
It's got to be Ozzy Solo.
Got to be Ozzy, 100%.
Randy Rhoads, Zach Wilde, yeah, there's Jakey
first,
Lee,
those
Robert
first four,
Trio, like all Ozzy
albums. I don't care about the guys. I care about the music. The first four Sabbath albums are just amazing.
Yeah, but how about like Blizzard of Oz, Diary of a Madman, Bark at the Moon?
And then it starts amazing. Falling off after that, and then it's
yeah,
like
but
the Ultimate Sin.
Yeah,
if Ultimate Sin's
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Ultimate Sin's best.
Yeah. Ultimate Sin's okay.
It's
then,
okay.
But like, No Rest for the Wicked's okay. No More Tears is fucking awesome. Osmosis is okay. Down to Earth is awesome. Black Rain. You guys know I love that Black Rain.
Black
love
Rain is album. Not a bad album at all.
The problem. How about Zach is on every. Zach is on the whole new album coming out in early 2022.
Well, Zach and Tony are going to be on it on the new one. And
yeah.
Clapton.
And fuck Clapton.
Clapton's going to be the ballad. It's going to be a ballad.
Yeah, you know,
like,
Clapton's like being crazy about fucking COVID. So, like, I don't know. Clapton's like.
But if Clapton comes up with some metal song, I'd be very impressed. All right, Jim, numbers.
We got numbers. All right.
Numbers.
Number
12. Rocket Queen.
No, fuck off. Number 12. Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Number 11. Anything Goes. Or no, Think About You. Number 10. Anything Goes. Number 9, You're Crazy. Number 8, Welcome to the Jungle. Number 7, Out to Get Me. Number 6, Rocket Queen. Number 5, It's So Easy. Number 4, Paradise City. Number 3, Night Train. Number 2, My Michelle. Number 1, Mr. Brownstone.
Nice. Yo, I had one and two.
Yo, I had
yeah, you did.
11, 9, you did. 8, 7, 6. All
I
right,
had 1, 2, 9, and 10.
What was 1 and 2?
All right.
Brownstone and right. Maya Shell?
Yeah.
All right, I had half
correct
of
Mundo.
I had Night Train at 3. Or, well, Night Train at 1, but it was...
Now! All right, where are we at? It's time for Sabbath. It's time to fuck shit up. You ready for this? This is going to be bad.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins.
Number 30, God is Dead. 29, Rock and Roll Doctor. 28, Evil Woman. 27, Dirty Woman. 26, Neon Knights. 25, Hand of Doom. 24, Lady Evil. 23, Sabra Kadabra. 22, Hole in the Sky. 21, A National Acrobat. 20, Killing Yourself to Live. 19, Megalomania. 18, Thrill of It All. 17, Heaven and Hell. 16, After Forever. 15, Fairies Wear Boots. 14, Into the Void. 13, Supernoit. 12, Paranoid. 11, Electric Funeral. And our top 10. Number 10, Snowblind. Number 9, Black Sabbath. Number 8, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. Number 7, Sweet Leaf. Number 6, Iron Man. Number 5, Symptom of the Universe. Number 4, The Wizard. Number 3, NIB. Number 2, Children of the Grave. Number 1, War Pigs. If I type this out, 1 to 10... We have to go to number 11, and the winning song is Electric Funeral. I win.
What?
I win.
I thought we did the top five.
I can't do the top five because we're all lined up because we tied. If we do the top five, me and Wash Kush are tied. If I go to six, me and Wash Kush are tied. If I go to seven, I win. If I go to eight, Hughes comes back. Wash Kush is back at 9. Hughes comes back at 10. So all of us are tied. And then number 11 is Electric Funeral.
I demand a recount.
I'll recount all night long.
That
all right, so listen.
Wow.
Listen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
wow,
6,
Hughes.
7.
Two
I
of us
have.
Got, we thought we had it fucking locked up having 23.
I know.
Right.
No.
You know, 23 and me, you know, and me comes in and is like, hey, boom, kicks the
look
door open.
Hey, spreadsheet don't lie. Computer don't lie. One, two, three, God four, damn. Five, six, seven. I've got
you're
one, three,
a dead
six wash cush.
You're a dead fuck.
Jim. Yeah, well, I am a dead fuck.
Jim, I know what the bonus should be.
What should the bonus be?
I know what the bonus should be.
I know what the show bonus should be.
What was that wash cush?
I know what the bonus should be.
I don't even know what the fuck we're doing as our next rank, but this bonus should be a bucket. We need a bucket bonus.
Oh my god, you guys want to do a bucket for next? Oh my god.
Alright, holy diver.
Bonus.
Let's do a bucket. Enough?
Or no. Just random bonuses.
Any bonus you want.
So Jim, you're throwing your bonus choice into a bucket bonus choice.
Bucket bonus. Bucket bonus.
How many choices each?
Three
choices.
Anything
each.
You want. Anything you want.
Alright, then I'm just gonna use the two bonuses I had and I'll come up with another one.
All we right. Could throw any what is this? What are we doing next week?
Men in Black.
I don't know what we're doing next week.
Are we doing
Is that what we're doing?
We were supposed to do that this week.
I thought that was this week.
But no, well it was supposed to be this week and then we're doing Men in Black next week, so
Can we dumb down the amount of quotes and scenes we have to do? Because honestly, like, QSC seems like homework.
I don't know. I can probably do 20 quotes of Men in Black without even watching.
Do you
want to
do 20? Okay.
We'll figure it out off the air.
Alright, I could do like 3 quotes from Men in Black, and it just goes, "Here come the Men in Black," and then my second quote is, "Galaxy Defenders," and then my third quote is, "Hey."
My number one quote. I brought you some pierogi.
Pierogi. All right, so Jim, you won. You go first.
I don't want to go first. I don't have any bonuses. That's why I'm doing a bucket.
Christ almighty. All right, my bonus.
I suck at the bonus.
My first bonus is top 10 sports moments you've watched live or attended.
Oh. Oh.
Any sport.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Ooh.
But you had to watch it live or attend it. You can't be like, ESPN, like.
Okay. I like that. It's a good one. It's a good one. I like it.
Okay. I got one. All right. I got one now. Washkush. I'm going to piggyback off you. I want your top 10 concerts.
That we've attended.
You had to be. You've attended in person, yes. Top 10 concerts.
Okay. Hughes?
Limp Bizkit, Significant Other, Songs Ranked.
Yeah. I love it. 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 I love it.
Wow. Washkush's face says it all.
I fucking hate Limp Bizkit. They're fucking terrible.
Oh, no, you do. It's only going to get worse from here, trust me.
All right. Top 10 favorite disaster movies. Ooh. Natural disaster, ooh. not alien or like man-made.
Okay, I like that. I like that. It's a good one.
You know what? Let's rank all the opening tracks for Megadeth.
Ooh.
I like that. I'm gonna jump on your guys' train here and say Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water, Limp Bizkit album, Songs Ranked.
Should I just write Limp Bizkit on the third one too?
Are we doing three? No, I got something better for the third one.
Chocolate Starfish?
Chocolate Starfish. Yeah, aka the book.
I love this.
Jim, rank the album Holy Diver by Dio.
Oh my god. That's fucking perfect.
You know what? Okay. Watch Kush. Rank the album Enema of the State.
I'd rather do that than fucking Limp Bizkit.
Man, Jim, you stole my thunder.
Sorry.
That's okay. Sorry. How many did we put? We're putting 5 in each?
Three.
You got one
three.
Left, Hughes.
You got one left. You're the one left.
Count. I better make it count. All right, I got one left.
I'm going to start crumbling these up.
You start crumbling while I think about this.
You got Limp Bizkit, Significant Other, Limp Bizkit, Chocolate Starfish, and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Weezer, Pinkerton, songs ranked.
It's only 10 songs. It won't be too bad. You'll actually like it.
I won't. All right, so we're putting them in here. Jim, there's 9 things.
Yes.
How do you want me to do this?
All right, tell me when they're all folded up.
Well, just let me know, and that way I can have a
game. You're going to shake it up. You're going to take one out and put it aside.
Okay.
That's how we're going to start.
Is that going to be going?
That's
going to
be in the final.
All right, so we're going to be in the final. We're going to eliminate 6 right now, so...
Hold on. Take one out.
Well, we're going to eliminate right 6 minus your absurd rules.
Oh, God.
All right. So I'm going to... I'm shaking here.
Just take one. Grab one right now. Just grab one.
There's one right
now. Put it aside. Put it aside. All right. Grab 2 more. Those 2 are we're not doing. So open those up.
We are not...
Disaster movies.
We are not doing Holy Diver. Oh, come on. Disaster movies would be easy.
No, I like disaster movies. I was just thinking. I'm happy. No, I
like
disaster movies.
That'd be fun. All right. Megadeth openers and Holy Diver. We are not doing.
Oh,
God damn it.
All right.
There's a fucking Limp Bizkit in there.
All right. Take one out. Open it up. We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Limp Bizkit. Top 10 concerts. Sorry, Jim.
Ooh.
That was a good one. All right,
Wash Kush, take 2 more out. 2 up.
2.
Ready? Put them aside.
That's 3.
All right, there's 3. That's 3. Whatever's in the bucket, we're not doing, so open those up.
Okay. God damn it, please be fucking the biscuit. Please be fucking the biscuit.
I love this. Yes, I love this stress.
Yes, Limp Bizkit, Significant Other.
Hot dog one's
better.
All right, that's probably next. Right. Hopefully. Top 10 disaster movies.
Oh God.
He's alive.
Jim would be the one I would be thinking hating on that one.
How about yes! Weezer, Blink?
Weezer, Pinkerton.
Fuck.
Oh right, no.
We still got Blink.
So we got Sports Blink. Blink, Sports Movements, and a biscuit. Starfish.
Oh God.
God, I hope it's Blink that we do.
All right.
So there's 3 left.
There's 3 left. I'm getting. I got markers here. I got yellow, blue, and pink.
All right. So the one in the middle. What's the one in the middle? Blue. All right. The blue one. Get rid of. We're not doing blue.
We're not doing
no blue.
You're my boy, blue.
Yeah. Sports. No blue.
Biscuit. Enema of the State. So it's gonna be Sports Moments or Significant Other.
All right, pink. I'm going with pink.
Final answer,
pink. Bret Hart, pink. Let's do it.
Whatever pink is, we're doing.
Yes.
Sports movies.
Yes, pink is...
Sports moments.
Oh, sports moments.
All right. Top 10 sports moments.
Sports moments.
A game match you have watched or attended. It's got to be live.
Right, I like it.
Got to be live.
Love it.
We're going on the honor system here because we can't tell if you actually watched it live or not.
That's good. I love it.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
So we got that. We got Men in Black next week. And then a lot more shenanigans to come. So.
All right. Good stuff.
I love shenanigans.
That is it for the night.
Wow.
We will see you guys next week or next time for Men in Black and Top 10 Sports Moments. Can be
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
That's Sabbath.
Awesome.
The number 12 GNR song was Rocket Queen.
Stop it.
No. What was the number one? Brownstone.
Brownstone,
yeah. Number one. And, of course, the mighty War Pigs. A Diamond Dave.
Always got to be War Pigs, yeah.
Awesome.
So fucking good.
Oh, see you. Always Ozzy. Sometimes Dio. Never anybody else.
Yeah. Never Tony Martin. Love the usage. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Thanks, Rex, sir. Have a good weekend. Happy Friday. All right. See you.